The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It's our top local story now. We begin with breaking news. Vocal opposition at L.A. City Hall this morning. The council meeting brought to a screeching halt. Let's go live now to our Pete Demetrio with details.
You've got about 100 to 125 people who are here in L.A. City Council chambers during the open comments session. They began to demand the council back off on consideration of what they're calling Measure 4118, which will put limitations on where homeless encampments can be in the city of Los Angeles. The demonstration got quite rowdy, raucous, and then all of a sudden you had LAPD officers in here to protect the council. The council adjourned the meeting, at least temporarily. And so you roughly have 100 to 125 people who are here right now holding up signs saying abolish 4118, which is the city council measure that they are concerned about. And they are now proceeding to, well, if you will, talk directly to the police officers here. There is no live broadcast of this particular protest going on LA City Cable Channel 35. But the demonstrators insist they're going to stay here for how long, we simply don't know. A lot of people videoing this, streaming it live. Reporting live at L.A. City Hall, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We're still waiting to learn the identity of the off-duty Monterey Park police officer gunned down at that L.A. Fitness parking lot in Downey. Authorities searching for the suspects have some leads. John Baird working this story. He's live for us now at the scene.
A young man who described himself as a friend of the victim, the officer, told reporters this morning the officer was only about 25 years old, not long out of the police academy, and the baby of his family. And a man who worked out with the officer at the gym here was really upset about it.
And he was the most humble guy ever seen. And it's just, right now my heart's broken.
He says a lot of gym members are upset by the shooting, which almost sounded like an ambush based on a description that another gym member said he overheard from someone else who works out here. That witness was said to be in his own car in the parking lot when the shooter allegedly made his move.
He got out of a car. He had a mask and a hoodie on, is what the guy said. And then what happened, he said he got out and he started shooting at the guy and that's when he jumped out of his car, he said, to try to help. But then the guy that was doing the shooting jumps back in the car and they take off.
The off-duty officer died right here. Police said they were following some leads. We don't know if the killing was captured on surveillance video or not, and we're still waiting for authorities to release the identity of the victim. Reporting live. John Baird, KNX News.
Jury selection is likely to wrap up sometime today and opening statements to begin in the trial of a former UCLA gynecologist accused of sexually abusing patients.
A grand jury last year indicted Dr. James Heaps on 21 counts involving 7 former patients. If convicted on all charges, he faces more than 67 years in prison. Heaps has pleaded not guilty and denied wrongdoing. Hundreds of civil suits were filed against Heaps and UCLA, with the UC system agreeing to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to settle them. Heaps was affiliated with UCLA for more than 3 decades. In a statement regarding the most recent settlement, UCLA said the conduct alleged to have been committed by Heaps is reprehensible and contrary to their values. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn missing this morning's board meeting after testing positive for COVID-19. She took to Twitter to reveal she received the positive test over the weekend. Hahn says she's vaccinated and boosted and is feeling lousy and has a terrible cough. She has served on the Board of Supervisors since 2016 after holding a seat in the House of Representatives from 2011 through 2016. Students and staff at schools in Santa Ana will no longer be mandated to test for COVID when doors reopen next week. The Orange County Register says Santa Ana Unified is dropping the mandate and instead will offer voluntary testing for students, their families, and anyone in the community who needs a test. Testing will be offered at 4 school sites. They have yet to be determined. The district was the only one in Orange County to mandate COVID testing last school year. LA County election officials are being accused of failing to follow state law when it comes to verifying signatures on the petition to recall DA George Gascon. Recall campaigners say the registrar recorder's office rejected 22% of signatures in a random sample, which they say is far too many, and is not applying a new standard that says most signatures should be found valid One of the leaders of the campaign is former DA Steve Cooley. He tells KNX his team is watching carefully.
We already have a team of lawyers who are very smart, and the law and the truth and the facts are on our side. So they better get it right at the front end and do their job. If they don't, they'll be in court justifying their various actions.
A spokesperson for the Registrar Recorder's Office insists the office is following all guidelines and laws. The ACLU is putting Montebello on notice. It's threatening to sue unless the city council changes its rules on public comments during city council meetings. It says the current ordinance restricts free speech on matters of public concern. The law prohibits residents from making personal remarks about other people at council meetings, and it requires people to only address the mayor during the public comment period. The city says the goal is to make council meetings more efficient.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.